Welcome, generous viewers, to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. If you have dogs, cats, horses or other animal companions, you have surely experienced their unconditional love, companionship, acceptance and emotional support. Did you know that because of these beautiful qualities, animals are often used in therapeutic visits with patients in hospitals, nursing homes and group homes, as well as with those confined to home for medical reasons and with at-risk and abused children. During an interview with journalist and radio host Louise Kings that was published in the Irish Dog Journal in December 2009, Supreme Master Ching Hai spoke of the blessings animals bring to our world.
The animals come to this planet with a special role. Many of them are able to bring down divine power from heaven or love, yes, just through their presence, because they are very connected with the divine at all times. Some, like horses and rabbits, can protect their human caregivers from negative influences or boost them with good health, good luck, even material fortune, joy or spiritual upliftment. They watch out for us quietly and humbly send blessings our way. Some of them are from higher levels of consciousness. They only came down in animal form to help humankind or other beings on earth.
Today we'll learn about one such heroic animal, a miniature horse named Magic, whose love and gentle spirit have touched many people's hearts, brought joy into their lives, and inspired children to read books. Magic is less than 69 centimeters tall and has big, beautiful blue eyes. When she was just a baby, she was trained along with 27 other miniature horses to work as a therapeutic animal. But Magic is special and the star among her peers. According to her caretaker, Debbie Garcia Biagachia, founder of the non-profit organization Gentle Carousel, Magic was naturally trained and so self-motivated that extensive methods were needed for her to learn to be calm when walking up and down stairs, walking on unusual surfaces, moving around hospital equipment, and riding in elevators and airplanes. She has even learned to work with other animals, such as elephants and dogs. As Miss Garcia Biagachia said,
"What makes her so special is something that cannot be trained. She seems to have the natural ability to find the one person in a crowd who needs her the most. So many times we have seen her touch someone forehead to forehead, with eyes closed for several minutes without moving. She makes people feel loved, understood, or like they have a special friend on their side."
On one occasion when Magic visited a children's camp, she wanted to spend extra time with one little boy, touched her forehead to his and remained still, longer than with any other child at the camp. Magic seemed to know that the boy needed special attention because Debbie later learned that the boy's cancer had recently returned. Magic also helps grant the last wishes of people before they pass away. For example, one elderly woman who was in her last days often spoke about the pony she had had as a child. So her family told her to hold on to life and not let go yet, because they had a surprise for her. Then at the family's request, Magic and Gentle Carousel's co-founder, George Garcia Villagachia, visited the woman in the hospital. Magic immediately knew where to go, deftly maneuvered around furniture and the family members at the woman's bedside, reached the bed and carefully put her head next to the woman's hand. The woman opened her eyes and saw Magic greeting her. She then put her hand on Magic's head, said goodbye, and passed away peacefully with her last wish fulfilled. A gentleman also got his wish granted when magic visited him. The man had worked with horses his whole life and wished to be with a horse one last time before leaving the world. Magic even once attended a tea party as a guest of honor for a terminally ill girl whose last wish was to have tea with Magic and play with her. Magic played dress up for the occasion and donned a tuxedo. Magic has brought much joy to other children as well. Magic has a very special relationship with children, and when she walks into a hospital room, it is always a magical experience. Magic was a special friend to Melissa Santana, an 8-year-old girl who underwent a heart transplant and then contracted leukemia. Melissa had to stay in Florida, USA during the Christmas holidays to get chemotherapy treatments. She knew Magic would be visiting her during that time and could hardly wait for Magic to arrive. Teresa Drews, the operations director at the facility, said that when Magic came to visit, Melissa laughed and smiled so much that her cheeks hurt at the end of the day. Magic's visits brought so much happiness to the girl that she forgot the suffering she was experiencing due to her chemotherapy treatments. Another 6-year-old boy stayed in the hospital more than he did at his own home. Actually, in the 6 years of his life, he had never even attended a birthday party or played with friends on a playground. Then one day he opened his eyes and excitedly said, "Mummy, look!" What he saw was Magic, who had appeared in his room. He hugged Magic close to him and laughed and laughed. Because of the suffering caused by his sickness, he had almost never laughed in his life, Debbie commented.
When you're a kid and a horse is in your room, all you're thinking is, a real horse is in my bedroom. Everything they're going through disappears. Kids are so in the moment.
And before Magic leaves children's rooms, a stuffed horse that looks exactly like her is placed on their beds. Did you know that Magic's touch has even brought a man out of a coma? The man who was Debbie's neighbour was sick and confined to his room and had lost interest in life. But when Debbie's son played with Magic in her backyard lawn, the man watched. So his daughter asked Debbie if she would let her son bring Magic by to walk in front of the man's window. But instead, Debbie brought Magic into his room. And just with this one visit, the elderly man reached for his walker and began to use it. An elderly woman who had been traumatized by an accident lived in an assisted care facility called Hampton Manor for 3.5 years. Since the day she arrived at the place, she had never spoken to anyone. But as soon as Magic stepped into her room, she said, "Isn't she beautiful? It's a horse." The activity director began to cry and told the woman she loved her. "I love you too," the woman replied. Before Magic left the room, she asked, "Will she come back again?" 6 months later, Magic visited the woman again, and she was still talking. Anne-Marie Malave, the facility's regional activity coordinator and community liaison, said,
"There's not a word to even describe it. It's more of a feeling when you see them interact. It just can bring tears to your eyes. Everybody cried. It was just the most touching, heartfelt experience I ever had. You can't even put a word on it. It was wonderful. They're the bridge. They connect our residents with maybe a memory, a feeling, something that they've done in their life. It's just such an experience. There's no word to describe it. That's a miracle."
In a video conference with Supreme Master Ching Hai for the premiere of her number one international best-selling books, The Noble Wilds, German and French editions, and The Dogs in My Life, Polish edition, animal telepathic communicator Linda Rusloot spoke about the special gifts of horses.
"Horses have a special role, just as dolphins.
And they are both so magnificent, especially when they are working with children of special needs or with grown-ups who have experienced big trauma in their earlier years, especially during childhood. And they both have a healing gift. For example, horses on a higher level are connect and bring awareness to humans through their aura. So if a horse has got a problem at their left extremities, one needs to take a look at their own left side, the feminine side, and check it out for any emotional blockage.
Magic even has an award-winning literacy program named after her. It's called Reading is Magic. Magic and other miniature therapy horses from Gentle Carousel visit schools and libraries to inspire and motivate children to read books. Magic is also the main character in the children's book, Love Is. Mian Colson, the Senior Library Manager and Youth Services Coordinator for the Altura County Library District in Florida, USA, shared.
I feel like anyone who meets the horses will never forget it. I really feel like the children will tell their children about the little horses that come in their classroom. I feel like it's that big. They have a whole program that they do with the children in the schools, where they get the kids to promise that they will read 15 minutes each day, and then the reward is that they get to bring the horses right into the classroom. A lot can happen when you do something for 15 minutes every single day, so that's huge. Horses and happy children and more reading.
In May 2010, Magic was named the most heroic pet in America by AARP, American Association of Retired Persons magazine, which has the largest circulation of any magazine in the world, with more than 25 million readers. Also in March 2011, Magic was named by Time magazine and CNN as one of history's 10 most heroic animals. In addition, Magic has been featured in many other magazines, such as Newsweek, Women, Canadian Horse, Horse Digest, Pacific and Prairie, The Telegraph from the UK, The Horse, Hoofbeat from the UK, Equest Source, Horse Illustrated, and National Geographic. Magic is now famous around the world, with newspapers in China, Korea, Argentina, New Zealand, and Thailand featuring articles about her. Thank you, beautiful Magic, for the love and blessings you give to people when they need you the most. For more information on Magic, the miniature horse with a big miraculous heart, please visit www.horse-therapy.org. Valiant viewers, thank you for watching today's episode of Vegetarianism, The Noble Way of Living. Between Master and Disciples is up next here on Supreme Master Television. May you find wonder in all of life's blessed moments.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.